etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My newbies of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are here once again presenting the program Islamic Etiquette. In this program, we hear about the teachings which our beloved religion Islam has given to us and about some of the actions which the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has ordered us to perform and stated their blessings. Today, the topic of our program is reconciliation. Our religion gives the message of peace, safety, and love, and the lesson to maintain ties with people. And if the ties were severed because of the worldly affairs or worldly purpose, our religion has given us the order to reconcile with one another. There are many excellences of reconciliation, and we find such incidents in the practical life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam himself made others reconcile. In today's program, we're going to listen to some of the Madani pearls in this regard, inshallah. But before proceeding with the topic, let's listen to the blessing of reciting durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Sallu alayya fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah." Meaning, recite durood upon me because your recitation of durood upon me will be light for you on Judgment Day. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And those who join what Allah has commanded to be joined." This verse means that they have faith in all the books of Allah Almighty and His prophets. They don't discriminate amongst them by believing in some of them and denying others. Or it means that they care about the rights of relationship and do not sever the relationships. It includes the relation with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and relation on the basis of faith as well. It also includes respect for Sayyids, love and favor for Muslims, helping them, defending them, treating them with affection, saying salam to them, visiting the sick Muslims, and fulfilling the rights of friends, servants, neighbors, and companions. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam is a peaceful religion which gives its followers the lesson of unity and harmony and discourages mutual arguments and conflicts. That's why, if an argument occurs between two Muslims, the order of reconciling them is given in many places in the Holy Quran and Ahadith, and a lot of excellences are also stated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, "Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwatun fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum wattaqullaha la'allakum turhamun." Translation from Kanzul Iman, "The Muslim are brothers to each other. Therefore make peace between your two brothers and fear Allah that you may attain mercy." Muslims are brothers to one another because they are connected with one another through the religion relation and Islamic affection. And this relationship is the strongest of all worldly relationships. Hence, whenever an argument occurs between two brothers, reconcile between them and fear Allah Almighty so that you would be blessed with the mercy, because fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adopting abstinence is the cause of mutual affection and love amongst Muslim. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon the one who fears Him. While stating the mutual relationship of Muslims, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "A Muslim is another Muslim's brother. He should not oppress him, nor he should disgrace him. The person who remains engaged in fulfilling the needs of his brother, Allah Almighty fulfills his need, and the person who eliminates a Muslim's suffering, Allah Almighty will eliminate one calamity from his calamities on Judgment Day. And the person who veils a Muslim's flaw, Allah Almighty will veil his flaw on Judgment Day." My dear viewers of Madani channel, we can also learn the importance of reconciliation from the fact that in many places in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has given us the order to reconcile. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and if two Muslim groups fight one another, then make peace between them. So if one of them transgresses against the other, fight the transgressor until they return to the command of Allah. Then if they return, make peace between them equitably and be just. Indeed, Allah loves the just. It is mentioned in the commentary Siratul Jinan. It was proclaimed, O believers, if two Muslim groups fight each other, make peace between them. Then if one oppresses the other, wrongs them, and refuses to reconcile, so to favor the oppressed one, fight with that oppressing group until it returns to the command of Allah. Then if it returns, so reconcile between them with justice and do not wrong either group. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Muslims have been given the lesson that when two Muslims sever ties with each other, they should make them reconcile. If one oppresses the other, they should support the oppressed one. The order of reconciliation is given in the ahadith as well, as the final Prophet of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, said about reconciliation, the most superior charity is to cause reconciliation amongst upset people. In another place, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not tell you the action which is even superior to fast, salah, and charity? The Holy Companions alayhi wa ridwan said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, please tell. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the action is to cause reconciliation between those who are upset with each other, because the mischief which occurs amongst upset people eliminates goodness. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who causes reconciliation between two people is not a liar. In fact, he says a good thing. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are Muslims and our religion gives us the lesson of goodness. Our religion has given us the order that when we see a broken relationship between two Muslims, we should make them reconcile. But today, unfortunately, the circumstances are somewhat odd. When two people have an argument, people try to increase their argument. For little benefit, people cause enmity in the entire family and feel happy when they sever their relationship with one another. Such people are heedless of the teachings of Islam, or if they're aware of the Islamic teachings, but they don't pay attention to them at all. This is our responsibility, that instead of severing the ties, we should maintain them. In fact, we should try to maintain the ties with the one who severs the ties. The life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best example for us. If we look at his life, he would make people reconcile. It means causing reconciliation is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. From these verses and narrations, we learn about the importance and the excellence of reconciliation. When a Muslim becomes angry with another Muslim or an argument occurs between them, we should make them reconcile and attain the excellences and blessings of reconciliation. The condition of our society is that people become angry with one another on trivial matters and they do not even speak to their Muslim brothers. There's a big loss in it. All these are attacks of shaitan by causing conflicts and arguments among Muslims, spreading hatred and making them stay away from one another. Shaitan feels immensely happy. But we should please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not shaitan. If there is a conflict between two Muslims, we should make them reconcile for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. The one who is going to make others reconcile should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before making others reconcile. Then he should listen to the complaints of each party in a separate setting. After listening to the complete matters of both, he should try to convince them to reconcile and advise them by saying that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave even those who hurt him and agonized him. In fact, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave his mortal enemies. We should also forgive one another by following the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He should advise them by saying that if they have hurt you, you may have hurt them too. We have not come into this world to hurt one another. We should keep our ties maintained with our Muslim brothers as long as we are alive and should try to make our Muslims reconcile. We should not try to sever ties with one another. Rather, we should try to maintain ties. As Maulana Rum rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Tu barai wasal kardan amadi, ne barai fasal kardan amadi. Meaning, you have come to join, not to break up. similarly, my dear Yusuf Madani channel, to cause reconciliation, to make others reconcile, and to bring people close to one another, it is allowed to lie. For example, saying to a person that he likes you, he praised you, he has sent you salam. Similarly, you should go up to the other person and say similar things so that the grudges can be removed. This way, the enmity between them will decrease and they will take a step forward towards reconciliation. Sayyidatuna Asma bint Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, lying is not permissible except in three cases. The husband says something to his wife to conciliate her, lying on the occasion of a battle, and lying in order to cause reconciliation amongst people. My dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see how greatly the unity and harmony of Muslims are beloved to Islam, that it even gave the permission to lie in order to cause reconciliation amongst them? Hence, we should try to make Muslims reconcile with one another and cause harmony and unity for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Sometimes it also happens that two Muslim brothers are upset with each other, but if a person tries to advise them and make them reconcile, they do not agree, and the person who tries to cause reconciliation gives it up, thinking that they are not reconciling. It is useless to advise them. We should not do this at all. Rather, with a good strategy, love, and gentleness, we should continue advising them. Remember that advising a Muslim is not useless, rather it is useful, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and give advice, i.e. remind that giving advice benefits the Muslims. We learn from this proclamation of Allah Almighty that advising a Muslim is not useless. Hence, we should try to advise one another, reconcile and cause harmony and unity. However, if you bear grudges, malice, hatred, and enmity towards a person who has incorrect beliefs, we should not reconcile with him, nor we should cause reconciliation, because Islam has given the order of remaining away from those who have incorrect beliefs, and bearing malice towards them is also wajib. Munkir ke liye naare jahannam hai munasib, jo aap se jalta hai, wo jal jaye to acha hai. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in today's program, we heard about the excellences of causing reconciliation and different Madani pearls in this regard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the well-wishers of other Muslims and enable us to wisely advise the Muslim who are upset with one another and make them reconcile. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon the teachings of Islam and maintain ties with people. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.